This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday, and as you've come to expect, it's a meat Friday. Traegers are all fired up, so are we, because it's taco time. You got steak tacos, you got barbecue pork belly tacos, loaded grilled chicken tacos. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Say good morning to our newest affiliate, 106.1 The Ticket in New Orleans, and Pat Galloway, also Jason Ginty. Thank you for bringing us into one of our favorite cities and the host of this year's Super Bowl. And we're there live, Central Time, 8 a.m., till 11 a.m. New Orleans time. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Poll question from hour one. And what are we going to go with in hour two, Seton?
Yeah, Dan, up there for hour one, we had an owner sitting in and an owner sitting in and taking part in the NFL Combine interviews is a red flag or good business? Right now, 67% of the audience are saying it is a red flag.
Massive red flag.
Well, I was going to put up there a player refusing medical exams at the Combine is concerning or standard procedure, but I don't really feel like it is concerning.
No, Caleb Williams is saying, look, I don't want to do a physical for every team.
I totally get that.
Yes, it should be just a universal physical that you then give to the team so they can have that same info. Everybody has the same information. Yes, Paulie.
But this is year one of players refusing to do stuff. We had last week, I think, Athletes First told all their clients, they have a handful of guys going to the draft, they're not taking the S2 cognitive test. They told teams, our athletes aren't doing it. And then we have the number one pick, which is totally his right, saying, I'm not taking the medical. So that's the only thing. This is new.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have my clients take the cognitive test because everything gets shared. It gets leaked. And then what do we focus on? Either the guy who did really, really well or the guy who did poorly. And it felt like there was a kind of a smear campaign against C.J. Stroud last year because it was, oh, can he, at the line of scrimmage, can he make decisions? So is it true or did they leak that he wasn't good at that? And then we saw the year that he had for the Houston Texans. All right, so poll question for hour two. We're going to go with which one, Seton?
Yeah, we're putting up there with the Bears. Would you rather have Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels, a second rounder this year and next year?
Okay. Caitlin Clark announced she is going pro. No surprise there. But that draft comes up quickly, right after March Madness. I've got the odds. The odds to win the national title, and then we're going to bring in Holly Rowe, who's been covering Caitlin Clark for the mothership. South Carolina, overwhelming favorite. And then you have two teams tied, second best odds to win the title this year, LSU and Iowa. Then it's UConn and Stanford. That's it. I was surprised that Iowa and LSU are tied with the second best odds there. But right now, South Carolina And Dawn Staley's done an unbelievable job. I think lost all five starters and don't have name recognition, but that's a deep team that she has there. Holly Rowe will be part of ESPN's College Game Day coverage, Ohio State and Iowa. Caitlin Clark needing 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich for the most career points in college basketball history. Always great to see the smiling face of Holly Rowe, who joins us now. What's this experience been like for you covering Caitlin Clark?
It's actually been very wild because, you know, I've been covering women's college basketball for 30 years. I have seen a lot. I have seen the height of UConn's greatness. I've seen Maya Moore, Candace Parker, you know, some of the hype around some of these big athletes. And I just haven't ever seen anything like this. I was in Nebraska the day she had a chance to break the first Division I record. I was in Minnesota night before last. And it is absolute chaos, adoration. You know, little girls, there's thousands of number 22 jerseys, little girls screaming, Caitlin, Caitlin. I mean, it's just really, it's precious. It's amazing. And I think of the legacy that she's leaving. All these little girls, they'll remember this for the rest of their lives. They'll love basketball for the rest of their lives. And I've run into people, like one dad who brought his daughter from Canada, who flew in from Alberta to watch Caitlin Clark play. Another mother of three that drove 1,000 miles from Arkansas to Nebraska to see Caitlin Clark play and Iowa. So it's been really wild.
Feels like it's boy band type stuff, like One Direction or, you know, throw out NSYNC.
And Taylor Swift, come on. It's Taylor Swift at its finest.
Okay.
And boy bands.
Well, I'm
Taylor
just...
Taylor Swift's the oddest person in sport or in fandom.
Well, I guess just the frenzy surrounding something like that. But you're right. If you want to put, you know, she's the Taylor Swift of sports here with, you know, what's happened. How has she changed in the last couple of years with all of this? Or how has she changed?
No, I would say there's a couple of ways she's changed. Number one, she's had to get an agency. You know, she was doing this and her family were kind of doing this on their own till midway through this season. And the crush just got too big and the sponsorship opportunities just got too big. She's now signed with some of the biggest brands we have in America, you know, in Nike, Gatorade, and Nike, State Farm. And so she's getting help from an agency, and it's really interesting how they navigate. Like, I can put in requests with their sports information people, but then they have to go through the agency to get to her. It's a lot. But her as a person, the only thing she's changed is she's gotten better on the basketball court. She's handling this so well. I've asked her, you know, do you feel pressure? Is this overwhelming? Because I feel overwhelmed at these games with all this crush of people. And she said, no, I'm just enjoying every second. And she is comfortable on the court. She is embracing all of this madness and loving it.
And it's not a collective like NIL. She actually has true sponsors, not somebody taking up money to give to her. Therefore, that should translate to the WNBA. I saw where the sports business reporter Darren Revelle said she's going to take a $750,000 pay cut. And I'm thinking, I don't think they just invested in Caitlin Clark at Iowa. They're investing in Caitlin Clark.
Yes, I think that would probably be wildly inaccurate because she'll only get more marketing money in the WNBA. You know, there is a lot in collectives. There is a lot in NIL and college right now. But there's a lot of money in the WNBA. I mean, stars are making, you know, millions of dollars. Maybe the salaries are not where they need to be, but I promise you, Asia Wilson, Breanna Stewart, the top players in the WNBA are making in the millions with all of their endorsement deals. And Caitlin Clark is the hottest thing. Going to a Midwest team, likely in the Indiana Fever, it's a five-hour drive from Iowa. If you don't mean to tell me all these Iowa fans aren't going to drive. They're doing that every weekend anyway to come and see Caitlin Clark play. So I think it's only going to get bigger and better for her. And, you know, the WNBA has marketing money. There is money there. I think that's a little bit of a misnomer. Maybe it's not as much as the men. There's plenty of money there to go around.
We were wondering about this, the impact Steph Curry has had on Caitlin Clark. And if we go back 10 or 11 years ago, I think that's where Steph hit a shot. Mike Breen had the call. And or 2015, and it was like so deep, the shot, and it looked like it was a bad shot. And I just wonder if she's watching that or what that meant to her when she sees somebody that she wants to emulate. And some of those shots she takes, even, you know, her record setter, like those aren't good shots for anybody but her. And it's the same thing with Steph. Has she talked about Steph Curry's impact on her?
She has. She's talked about Steph. She's talked about Maya Moore was her favorite player growing up, who played for the Minnesota Lynx. She went to a lot of Lynx games, and she wanted to be like Maya Moore when she grew up. And the kind of the cool story right now, too, is Pistol Pete. You know, she's 18 points away from breaking Pistol Pete Maravich's record. When she was little, they called her Ponytail Pete, and because she was doing this at a very young age as a little kid. She played against boys for much of her life growing up, and she figured out that's how I can get my shot off is from deep. and then people suggested to her that she watch Pistol Pete YouTube videos. So she did that as a kid. And then she has grown up in the Steph era. I know he has been a huge influence and mentor of hers. I was able to catch up with Steph at an NBA game last week, and he sent me this really sweet shout out for Caitlin. And what he told me was, he loves her game. He loves how fearless she plays. He loves her range, obviously. But he loves the poise with which she's carrying the kind of the weight of women's basketball on her shoulders so gracefully. And he said, I know what it's like to chase records and have these eyes and this pressure. And he said, I'm impressed the most with how she is carrying herself. I thought that was really sweet from Steph.
We're talking to Holly Rowe. She's been on the road with Caitlin Clark. College game day is going to be at Iowa. It's Ohio State against Iowa coming up on Sunday. And Caitlin needing 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich. She was on with us, I think it was a year ago, and I did ask her about maybe staying an extra year. How much thought did she give to that COVID year?
I think she did think about it quite a bit, and she just barely made her decision yesterday. And, you know, I've talked to her at points along the year about it, and she said, I really don't know. I really am not sure. I think there's this real desire to stay and keep giving these fans in Iowa what they want. I mean, these little girls, Dan, I just hope you can watch Sunday and see this. It is so precious. The love and adoration, it's just incredible. But I do think one reality is all of her seniors that she came in with are leaving. You know, and you know what it's like. You don't want to be the old guy at the frat party, right?
Yeah.
And or maybe you do. I don't know. But she's just like, all my friends are leaving. I've been here. I've done what I can. She's broken all the records. You know, she's got one more to go in Pete Maravich. But I think that she understands. She wants to be good in the WNBA. And now is the time. She's young. You know, you don't want too many miles on the tires, as they say. And she plays hard. I think she's ready.
And I guess we're going to have some kind of three-point shooting contest next year where Sabrina's in it, Steph's in it, Caitlin's in it, and then who would be the other person you would put in?
Dame.
Okay.
Dame Lillard.
So you would put Caitlin and Dame versus Sabrina and Steph?
I like it.
Great,
I
mean, TV.
The ratings went up for the All-Star experience when Sabrina and Steph did that competition. I find that really interesting that a WNBA star is helping increase the ratings for the NBA All-Star. That is a really interesting topic. But, you know, it's kind of must-see television, and I love it. It's kind of the battle of the sexes, the battle of the shooters. And I think Caitlin Clark would bring even more eyes to that. Sabrina's a huge star in her own right, but Caitlin Clark's hot right now. And I think that would be much-watched TV.
Great to see you. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to you. And I just want to say you've been the best for a long, long time, and I appreciate you and admire you greatly.
Thank you, Holly. I appreciate that. That's Holly Rowe from the Mothership. She'll be there with the game day crew. It'll be Ohio State at Iowa rematch. That was a great game last time around in Columbus when Ohio State won that one, I believe, in overtime. So Caitlin needs 18 points to surpass Pete Maravich on the all-time scoring list. Rick in Indiana joins us. Good morning, Rick. What's on your mind?
All right, Dan, first-time caller, long-time listener from Boilermaker country here.
All right.
You know, it seems like everybody's forgetting the three M's of college basketball, Maravich, Mount, and Murphy.
No, I mentioned them yesterday.
Okay, well, you know, there was no three-point shot back then. They only played 3 years. So I don't know if she had caught up with them, you know, in that length of time. You know, she's a good player. You can't take nothing away from her, but it seems like everybody's forgot about these three guys.
Well, I know, but we're trying to compare eras. And just appreciate what Caitlin Clark's doing. really, when you look at what she's doing, it makes what Pete Maravich did stand out even more. Because now, by comparison, no three-point shot. Pete played 3 years. She's played four. But, I mean, Caitlin Clark is a great player, wonderful player, transformative player. She will have an impact on the women's game the way Steph Curry did, of players trying to emulate her. How many players can you say that about, men or women, where you've changed the game? And she has. She's changed the approach to these games for women. Pete did that too. Steph did that. I mean, there's a handful of players who changed the game. And Caitlin Clark is in that conversation. Absolutely. Alexandro in Oregon joining us.
Hey, buenos dias, mis amigos.
Buenos dias.
So, Dan, I got a stat of the day and then a shout out to you guys.
Okay.
So, which one would you like first?
It's your choice.
All right. So, here's my shout out. About a month ago, I was traveling. I was away from home for like a week, and you guys got me through. I listened to you every morning. I was in Utah. Every morning, you guys got me through to remind me of home. So thank you very much to the entire group.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Stat of the day.
Ooh.
So on this day, March 1st, 1997, my wife said, "I do."
That's your stat of the day.
That's my stat of the day.
Okay. Give me a little music there, Marvin. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Joshua in L.A. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today?
So you're still having congestion now?
Hey, Josh.
The turn.
Josh?
Hello?
What's going on?
Hey, oh, my God. DP, I'm like now, so I'm about to go into surgery. I always think people call you after surgery, but I'm actually about to go into it. I'm getting a genial hurt.
Are you doing the surgery or are you getting surgery done?
No, I'm getting it done. I'm getting inguinal hernia. Anesthesiologist, do you know Dan Patrick? I'm on the phone with Dan Patrick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm about to go in to get hernia surgery. Did any of you guys get that? I'm, like, curious about recovery time.
I've had hernia surgery. Fritzy's had it a couple of times there. Fritzy, any suggestions for Josh who's going into surgery momentarily?
Just got to tough it out. Is the healing process involved? But after each day, you'll feel a little stronger.
That doesn't help him. Yes, Paul.
Can we listen to the surgery? I've never heard of surgery before. No?
Nah, I don't think so. But I will say that the anesthesia that you get, that's a great sleep that's coming up here, Josh. I will say that.
All right. I can use a good sleep.
Yes, it's a great one. You know, like colonoscopy type sleep, when you wake up from that and you're like, whoa, what just happened? It's like, you know, it's Back to the Future, you know. So good luck. We're all, what, now you have more advice?
I wouldn't do any sit-ups anytime soon. I don't do them ever, but whether you have a hernia or not, but you should probably wait a few weeks before doing any type of ab work.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Josh, good luck, and we'll hopefully hear from you on the other side.
Okay, all right, love you guys.
Okay, that's Josh going into surgery. Well, you don't know. You do not know. Yes, Paulie.
That's our first ever call from a pre-op ward, I think. You know, this guy's about to get the anesthesia guy is the last person you talk to.
Pretty much where you're looking up, those bright lights are on you, and then they get ready to put the mask on you, and then they go, just count down from 10. You never get to 1. You're like, 10, 9, see ya. Yes, Tom.
And they make you sign those pink and yellow forms, basically like, oops, if something happens, you know, you're not going to sue us, or your family's not going to come get money from us. All things happen in
right.
surgery.
Thank you, Tom. Paulie?
They do, you know, it'd be a great thing. But people say when they come out of anesthesia, you don't know what you say, but people always tell you what you say. I'd love to hear doctors and family members talk about it, because I've heard some wild stuff.
I don't know if I've ever talked in my sleep, like, anesthesia?
Well, like they say when you're coming out of anesthesia, you're talking about like, I need more peanut butter. You know, like you're just rambling. until you get coherent.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. No one said, man, do you know what you said? No. Well, I don't know who Sarah is, but it's none of my business. Huh? Yes, Todd.
My surgeon said, I was saying, don't start yet. Don't start yet. I'm not asleep. I was concerned they were going to start digging into me while I was going to feel the pain and be awake for that. So I kept saying it until, and then eventually, I guess I went out cold. But I was begging, I'm still up if you're starting.
You're so neurotic.
It's terrible.
You're so neurotic.
So I could think of, what if they start and they think I'm out, but I'm not. They must have a series of tests to make sure you're officially out, I guess.
I think the test is when they stick the knife in you.
And you go, oh, what are you doing?
Give us some more stuff.
Killing me.
Yeah.
Felt that.
Ouch.
I think he needs a little more anesthesia.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to our good buddy, Joey Votto. He wants a team to love him. He needs a team to love him. Nobody's loving him right now. He wants to play one more year. One of our favorite guests. He'll join us next. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What do you got going on here, Marvin?
The King of Wishful Thinking.
Wow, this is snarky.
That's Joey Votto's new nickname? Wow. Why are we getting mean-spirited here? Joey Votto, friend of the show?
No. We like Joey. He's the most funniest.
Down on his luck. Nobody wants him. No teams want him. I mean, no, we're here to pick up his spirits a little bit. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. Makes Mercedes-Benz different is, well, it's electric, and it'll get you there. It's what moves you. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. He's Joey Votto. Free agent, six-time All-Star, won an MVP, 17 years in Major League Baseball, all with the Reds. And here he sits, all alone, with us. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Yeah. How's morale?
Well, it's low. It's as low as it gets.
Okay.
And at this rate, I don't see it getting any better. But I'm on the show. And I'm here to hawk my wares. I'm hopeful that a Dan Patrick push will get me a job. So here I am.
Oh, so you might be an analyst. Your days playing are over?
Oh, no. No. I'm here to... Let's get me a baseball job. Oh. Let's play some baseball.
Okay.
No, not an analyst job, no.
Okay. So
funny enough, I've had 10 times the analyst jobs over this offseason than I have had any baseball offers.
What's the best offer you've received so far from a team?
No. Just chatter. Just talk. No firm offer yet. No.
Do you think the beard is helping or hurting you with teams that might be interested in you?
It's I don't know if it's making a difference. I can tell you it's a reflection of my emotional state. You know, last night I was sitting on the couch eating boxes of cookies, watching old Dan Patrick. By the way, Larry Bird's my favorite interview so far.
Okay.
And I've got cookie crumbs on my stomach, cookie crumbs in my beard. You know, I was thinking, wow, things are going pretty good for me right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I still look back when Travis Kelce was first taking his shot and with Taylor Swift, and then you were kind of in the on-deck circle. At least, you know, you wanted to maybe take your shot, and now look at those two. What could have been? You could be traveling the world with Taylor Swift right now, and teams would be offering you a job.
Yeah, it would be a different version of the simulation, as they say, the new saying from the kids. And Neil, but no, I just not to be, Dan. It's just not to be. So,
I see that you have a guitar behind you.
Yeah. So I had everything from my Cincinnati house shipped up. I'm in Toronto, Canada. I had everything, all my, you know, little trinkets and then, you know, clothing, et cetera. And I had this guitar down in Cincinnati at the house. It was my late father's guitar he used to play. And when I was a boy, we went to a guitar store. And I remember vividly, he didn't have any cash in his wallet. And I just happened to have a little bit of cash on me. And I paid for the guitar, very, very inexpensive guitar. But that was something we shared together at that store. And he played it all the time. And then now I get to have it. So, yeah, it just brings back great memories of my father playing Hotel California and singing it and wanting the family to sing it and then wanting to go on tour as a family and only playing covers of Hotel California together as a group.
Okay.
So, it would have been either a really, really long show, you know, or a short show. So, it just brings back great memories.
Could you give me 300 at-bats this season?
I'd love to give you, you know, I'd love to give you 700 plate appearances. I'll take one or 700 plate appearances. My attitude is prepare for the season, be available for anything that comes my way, and then just work. You know, I'll be sincere for a moment, realizing, you know, that jobs aren't flowing you just miss the game. You love the love I feel is coming to the forefront for the game, and I still feel a longing to compete. And I think I'm still good. You know, I really do. Yeah, it's just a beautiful game. I miss the spring and the summer weather. I miss the stadiums. I miss the time in the batter's box. You brought up 300 at-bats. You know, every single one of those at-bats is memorable and special. And when you don't have them in front of you, you realize how much you miss them.
How scary is retirement?
Yeah, I think the reason why it's concerning to me is because, look, I refuse to make any excuse about my shoulder injury and its recovery. I refuse to, but I do know it was a factor. And the idea of being this, you know, spirit wandering, you know, the middle earth without that sort of finality to my career is intimidating to me. I feel like I'm in a bit of a, there's a possibility that if I don't play again, I'll be in a bit of a purgatory of not having the opportunity to prove to myself it's over, or no, you can still do it and at full strength. And so that's the thing that stands out the most to me. You know, I get excited about the idea of retirement, you know, traveling, doing some traveling, hopefully starting a family one day, having a consistent routine, but I'm just not there yet mentally, and I've prepared as much as I possibly could have.
Yeah, it's sometimes retirement chooses you. You don't choose retirement. And right now you have teams, by their inactivity, are really giving you the message that maybe you don't want to, you know, consume, but it might be the reality that you won't have an opportunity to play again.
Yeah, to be fair, though, the free agent market has ground to a halt. You know, last year's Cy Young winner still doesn't have a job. You know, there's plenty of, like, likely nine-figure players, certainly eight-figure contract players that don't have jobs yet. I don't know what to say other than you may be absolutely correct. That's not a language I speak to myself. You know, when I was coming up through the minor leagues, when I was coming up in high school, I remember being aside outside of a batting cage, and I'm 16, 17 years old, and a boy says to me, you know, what are you going to do after high school? And I said, without hesitation, I'm going to play professional baseball. And he laughed in my face. And he was like, what are you talking about, dude? Give me a break. And that hurt. And then I remember being in the minor leagues and someone asked me, you know, how long do you want to play in the major leagues for? And I said, what do you mean? I'm going to win like multiple most valuable players. You know, I just don't operate in a way that I'm, I don't think like, I'm ready. I don't feel like I have that quit language, and I want someone to, you know, just finish me as far as like, I'm trying to think of an appropriate, you know, for this G show, but you know, just stomp on my skull and finish me. And I'm going to keep fighting all the way to the end, sort of thing. So
what if the Angels,
proverbially, you know, rhetorically,
what course. If the Angels reached out and said, we'll give you the league minimum?
I'd have to ask my agent if that's a fair market deal. You know, I don't know enough. I don't know what the market looks like.
Well, how important is money as opposed to still being able to put on a uniform?
It's that sweet spot of how important is money? Money does a couple things for you. And I'm not saying like in your bank account. I'm saying it buys you additional at-bats because they've invested in you. It buys you leverage. You know, I suppose just playing well solves that, but at no point in time, are you ever in a position of power? So as far as like money being a factor, I'm going to let my agent dictate. To be honest with you, I can only speak so much about that. I've had two contracts from the team that drafted me that basically were in the flow of my prime where, you know, I negotiated relatively hard, but I was never in a position of weakness. And so I don't know, I guess I'm speaking out of turn in terms of what the money, what the dollars mean. Mm-hmm. So forgive me if I'm sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I can hear it in your voice. You're normally upbeat. We have fun. It's not.
You asked me retirement questions. You asked me.
Yeah, but that's the reality of this.
Yeah.
Like the elephant is in the room, and I have to address that there's a real possibility you don't play again.
Yeah, there is a real possibility.
So these aren't fun questions, but it is my job to ask the real questions. So that's why I ask. Would you be a part of a managerial staff?
I have no interest in that. I spent the last, from November 1, we met after when I was in Iceland, and I went on to England and Spain. I had a lovely month trip. But from November 1 until this very day, I mean, after the second I get done with this, I've got my training prep and then my physical therapy again, with the intent on getting to a perfect place physically. I'm not training to be a manager or training to be a front office member or an announcer. The degree of difficulty just gets significantly higher as you get older. And as the league gets to know your tendencies and as you get injured and, all these things culminate to a razor thin sort of margin for error. And I'm just in a place where I want to prep, give myself the best opportunity. And then, I was over at my buddy's house, with his wife and kids, and he had a sign laying on the ground. He's probably listening right now. He had a sign laying on the ground that said, love like you're never going to get your heart broke. Sort of thing. And that's the way I feel about this scenario. I'm going to go all the way in, and if it gets taken from me, I've had a freaking great run, Dan, a great run. And I've checked every box, achieved every goal, but I feel like my attitude towards this is as healthy as it gets because I've got a new challenge. So I'm not doing it for the money. I'm not doing it for the fame. I'm not doing it for the accolades or the stat padding. I'm doing it for the genuine love of competition. And if it doesn't come my way, I'll accept that and move on. And, come on with you as an analyst in some capacity to catch up on tight, see-through pants, what have you. But, as it stands right now.
That's what you're missing out on. You want to wear the see-through pants. I know what's going on. I'll get you a pair. You can wear it around the house if you want to.
Listen.
What happened to you in your last at bat?
I was just, just frustrated with the day.
But what was the end result of the last? What could be your last at bat?
No. I was ejected from the game. We were in St. Louis on a day game, right? You're laughing. I was in St. Louis on a it was a day game. And by the way, St. Louis fans gave me a lovely applause when I walked up to bat. I mean, what generosity! But I remember vividly being in a foul mood when I walked up, ready to compete. And I struck out, went back to the dugout. And I went underneath and I slammed the bat. I was actually quite disappointed that I was so upset that I slammed the bat after the strikeout. And went to the dugout, snagged an iPad, looked at that bat, saw that it was not a strike during the middle of the bat, which is typically when you don't get upset. And I started hollering at the umpire. And he's a great umpire with a steady demeanor, but you can't holler from the bench bullying or just, disrupting the game. And he threw me out. And I walked up. I ran up to him. And I wasn't even angry. I ran up to him and I go, that ball's inside. This could be my last game. I said those words. This could be the last game. And he said, why'd you get thrown out, Joey? why did you yell at me? You knew that this was going to prompt an ejection. And I said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. All right. Have a good game. Take care. And I, you know, you see on the video, I touch him on his side or on his arm. And I said, you're absolutely right. All right. Take care. You know, that was it.
All right. Stay in touch. Good luck. If I can help you in any way, let me know. Okay.
Appreciate it, Dan.
All right, bud. It's Joey Votto. Anybody want classy guy? Good locker room guy. And not afraid to get thrown out of a game as well. He's ready. So got an MVP, 294 career average, 356 home runs, 2,100 hits. The MVP as well. Six All-Star appearances. Yeah, Paul.
Worked in a nice little compliment to the Cardinals fans at the end.
Yeah, he did.
Smart move.
Yeah.
They would love him.
He's one of those guys, if he's on your roster, he's going to help your roster. He will. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get your phone calls coming up after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We've enjoyed our relationship with Joey Votto, but here he is at the crossroads. That was a real conversation. That's where he's sort of figuring this out, that maybe it's over. Maybe his last at bat was in St. Louis. He struck out and got thrown out of the game, and he's never going to play baseball again. Athletes get that reality, and usually you're younger than 40, and then you kind of figure out, what am I doing the rest of my life? And that's what's scary. I never want to stop working because I don't know what I'll do the rest of my life. But then I got four more years of doing this, and that's scary. Joey Votto's 40, trying to figure out, now what do I do with the rest of my life? Do you want to be an analyst? Do you want to travel the world? When people say, I don't want to travel the world. And then you do it, and then you go, now what do I do? It's like when guys go, yeah, man, it's nice being retired, get to play golf every day. And then you see them, and you go, hey, how's retirement? Yeah, oh, All I get to do is play golf each day. And I go, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. In theory, it's like, yeah, playing golf every day until you play golf a few days and you're like, all right, now time to get back. Let's start to do something. Yeah, Seton.
I don't know how many people that's really resonating for.
That.
Well, I've traveled the whole world and now I'm back. Now what do I do with my life? Yeah. Wow. Well, that must be really awful.
Yeah.
Would you rather be forced to sit with your millions for too early or have to work until you're dead?
Yeah, you know, but it's, you know, you got to have something there. That's what he's saying.
You do.
I don't have anything.
Right.
I mean, he could have everything.
He can literally get almost anything he wants, but he doesn't have anything.
But he can't get this.
He can start a business.
Yes.
Start a restaurant.
But he can't get this.
Right. It's the one thing he can't have anymore.
Yes.
Anymore. He had it. Now he can't have it anymore, which is better than 99.9% of the people in the world.
Well, he's not asking for sympathy. I'm giving him sympathy.
Yeah.
He's just saying, I just said that's a real conversation where he's giving you real thoughts on this could be it. And that's something you've done for 17 years in the major leagues. And then go back what you did in minor league, that what you did in high school, what you did when you were little. So this is probably a 33-year career of playing baseball. Let's say 7 years of age and you're 40. Now all of a sudden it's like it's over. And it's that you know, it's a guillotine. It's like, no. And here it is, spring training. That's the key. Your body gets acclimated no matter, you know, depending on what sport you play, but you get acclimated to, man, it's March 1st. Man, it's time to be, I should be, you know, in the cage. Or if it's a football player, it's, you know, in August, late August, and you're like, I should be working out. And I understand that. I get that. And he's probably not going to get picked up by anybody. Yeah, Seton.
Right. Yeah. What happens when you've lived the dream and now you just have to live a normal life?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard for guys because what, you know, you'll see them and they'll go, God, what happened to him? Do you see him? He's, you know, an assistant coach here for the high school team. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, to Seton's point, he did play 17 years in the league. People get hurt or they're not good enough to play more than a year or two, MVP level. I understand you're used to playing at a high level and that's what you do with your whole life. But I think, not to get into a therapy session, but you start thinking about your own mortality, certainly sports mortality, like when you don't know what's going on, you think your life is over in some way, shape, or form.
But he wasn't asking for sympathy. I gave it because I understand what he's saying. I had a crossroads in my career at 50. Where I wasn't getting any better, but I still had the shelf life to be able to do this. He doesn't have that. And then I decided I was leaving ESPN. He's not deciding anything. He's waiting for somebody to decide on him. And I think that's what's scary. Yes, Mark.
Ross Tucker talked about this before. When your career is over, and his career was over way earlier than Joey Votto's was, it was like, well, who am I now?
Yeah.
And I know it's a complete first world issue. But it was like when you go back to your hometown, hey, I thought you were doing X, Y, and Z. But Joey plays 17 years, and he's 40.
Yeah.
And he's still like, okay, like I'm training to still play. And is there a level of like delusion?
Well, I think what kept you in the majors, got you to the majors, made you successful, is sometimes what works against you. Like you have to sometimes have that cold dose of reality splashed in your face where it's like, God, this is it. But you never want to give up. You got to come back. You know, your competitive spirit. And that's really hard to extinguish. Final hour on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.